from KQED.
Well, you know what comes at the end of Thanksgiving dinner, right? Dessert. More specifically, pie. Whether your favorite is pumpkin, pecan, or apple, most pie fans say what really matters is the crust. The California Report's resident baker, Susie Racho, visited a San Francisco pie maker who's using a family recipe to grow her business.
Bitootie pie. You're such a tasty hunk of pastry, me oh my.
Gotta light the oven.
Pie has inspired songs, books, and works of art. But did you know that the saying easy as pie doesn't refer to the making of pie, but the eating of it? Anyone who's ever made pie knows this from experience, like baker Issa Yon Brown.
So you'll notice, like, the flour looks slightly moistened because...
Yon Brown is showing me how she makes her pie crust. There's no mixer or food processor involved, just her hands, a recipe from Mom, and lots of butter.
I'm a fan of using all butter, which makes it even more challenging to get it to be consistent. I just don't like the idea of using shortening. I don't like the idea of using foods that are not very natural. Butter is oh so tasty all on its own.
Butterlove Bake Shop, Yon Brown's very small business, doesn't have a storefront. She rents the kitchen here at Pig and Pie, a restaurant on 24th Street in San Francisco's Mission District. The restaurant is closed, so it's relatively quiet, except for the hum of the kitchen's refrigerators and fans. She works 6 days a week, selling wholesale to cafes, restaurants, and food trucks, and takes retail orders online.
So do cranberries, and then add a little bit of orange zest.
I decided on pie because it was one of my favorite things to eat. It's what my mom always made, and I couldn't find a good piece of pie in the city. So, like, if I was in the mood for a slice of pie, I'd have to make it, or I'd have to have my mom make it for me.
Just a few years ago, Yon Brown had an office job after working in restaurants since her teens. But she says she was missing being creative and began moonlighting, taking special orders making cakes and pies. Word got around, and reviews started appearing on Yelp.
I would get off of work, run home, go pick my daughter up from preschool, feed her dinner, get her to bed, and at 9 o'clock I'd start baking, and I'd bake until 1 a.m. Then I would go to sleep and get up at 7 and go to work. My husband was like, you are 7 months pregnant. You need to stop. Like, this is an obsession. You don't need to have this second job. I was like, but this is the one I like.
Soon after, Yon Brown was laid off from her data processing job. She spent a few months contemplating starting her own business, and then she got a call from the New York Times for an article about pie makers shortly before Thanksgiving 2010. She quickly went legit, getting a business license and renting space in a commercial kitchen.
All of a sudden, I was inundated with hundreds of emails about orders for Thanksgiving, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm not set up for this. But that was sort of the start of it being a real business.
The pie shell is in the refrigerator.
This morning, she's prepping an order of bacon pecan pies.
Oh, you want to add grapes to it?
The crust that local critics rave about isn't made with any secret ingredients like vodka. It's all in the technique.
Work your butter into your flour. Everyone always uses the pea-sized pieces as a reference. I actually prefer the pieces to be larger but flatter. So I like, you know, like a leaf of butter. And touch the butter once. Coat it with the flour, then squish it. Then once you add your water, work quickly and don't mess with it too much.
As the baking winds down for the morning and prep for the next day begins, Butterlove's accounts start picking up their orders. Jason Angelis from the frozen custard food truck stops by to pick up an order of muffin-sized pies that Issa Yon Brown calls cuppies.
We do pie parfaits. We split her pies in half, put a scoop of custard, and then top it off with burnt caramel. I mean, it's like an evil, wonderful thing you can have.
Even though she'll be making pies for many folks this season, at her own Thanksgiving dinner, she'll be leaving the baking to Mom.
Pituitary pie. Pituitary pie.
For the California Report, I'm Susie Rocho in San Francisco.
Kiss me, oh my patootie pie. You're my patootie pie.
And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. You can always find us online at californiareport.org or at facebook.com/thecaliforniareport. Our director is Susie Rocho. The engineer today is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Howard Gelman and Danny Bringer. Our online team includes Lisa Pickoff-White, David Marks, and Don Clyde. Our interns are Catherine Borgeson and Rachel Johnson. Polly Stryker was a contributing editor. Our associate senior producer is Victoria Maleone. The senior producer is Ingrid Becker. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the California Endowment. Health happens in schools at calendow.org. And Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com.